Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, and we thank the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, for His tender mercies, peace, and blessings to the elect and the remnant who are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I would like to play this audio, and it's from YouTube, and the title is, Why Are Most People Cowards? Obedience and the Rise of Authoritarianism. So he's the narrator is outlining how when a society goes into an authoritarian society or a police state or totalitarianism, you know, just basically an oppressive system, where you have no more rights, you know, if you're speaking out, you know, you're going to be censored, you know, you're going to have people watching you, because surveillance and censorship, they go hand in hand. And anytime a society is going down their road, know that the people will be oppressed. And it'll be something like, whatever you say, could wind you in jail, or it could wind you to the point of being put to death. So the society that we're in now here in America, Babylon the Great, that's where the society is going, into a police state where you just pretty much won't have the life or the lifestyle that you're accustomed to. And this devil, he uses gradualism, incremental steps in taking away your civil and human rights. He's, you know, pretty much testing the water to see, you know, for the most part, what people will put up with. And this is what happened during the shutdown. You know, all the people were coerced to taking that jab. There were, you know, the jobs was telling them that, you know, telling their employees that they had to take it, and if they didn't take it, they would be fired. So they end up firing people, and then they had to end up hiring people back. And then, you know, the whole situation where people took it, some people end up dying from all kind of serious side effects from the jab. You know, athletes, entertainers, politicians, you know, common folk, all kind of people had side effects. All the different athletes, young and old, healthy, took it because they was coerced. You know, told the people that they wouldn't be able to play sports, and they pushed that medical tyranny on people. That's a part of it too. He mentions in this audio, he mentions three things. He mentions science, which is technology too, science and technology, religion and politics. When things become authoritarian, that's when, you know, you're in a situation where your rights are pretty much revoked. In science and politics, you know, or technology, religion, politics, science, all these different mechanisms that's in a society, they pretty much become authoritative. So now the religion, you can't express here in America freedom of religion, specifically us that believe in the truth. What you believe in could basically get you surveilled, you know. So the science, the technology, where the, you know, the stuff that they want you to take is supposed to be for the betterment of mankind, it's supposed to be for your health. When have this devil ever cared about people's health? But then they tell you that you got to take this shot, you know. You gotta go by these type of rules if you want to work. And then the politics, you know, the politicians is as if they're psychopaths, which they are. That they will happily send your family off to war to die.
Authoritarianism in religion and science, let alone politics, is becoming increasingly accepted. Not particularly because so many people explicitly believe in it.
He said in those three things, he said people have widely accepted it. So people are just going along with the oppression, and he's going to mention why people do it.
But because they feel themselves individually powerless and anxious. So what else
can... He said because people, for the most part, feel powerless. They feel like they can't do nothing about it, so people become apathetic. You know, they just generally don't care. They can see the oppression. They can see how their own civil and human rights are being taken away, but people don't care. And the Lord told us that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So people, they're just going to have a psychopathic mindset. A psychopath is void of emotions, void of feelings. They don't care. Serial killers, in order for them to cause that much havoc and chaos and death, they got to have a heartless mindset.
Follow the authority of customs, public opinion, and social expectations. The American psychologist Rollo May wrote these words in 1953, and in the decades that followed, the West tiptoed into tyranny. A mass surveillance state was established. Free speech gave way to increasing levels of censorship. Statist.
So the surveillance leads way to censorship. This is what's happening now, you know, specifically here in America. Because there's so much surveillance, now there's more and more censorship. This is what the NSA do. This is why Edward Snowden has spoke out against what the NSA was doing, all the illegal and immoral things that they were doing. They were spying on people and saving all of that information in a database. So it's the same thing that happened in East Germany with the Stasis. So anytime you get those two factors of a surveillance state and censorship, You're heading down a road that's going to lead to just straight oppression. Just like during the time of the Romans, they were persecuting God's chosen people. And so, what'd you have? You had the Christian persecution. You know, you had the believers of Christ, Yahweh Shai. Because of their beliefs, they were being thrown in the arenas with lions and tigers. And the Israelites were what? Just mere sport and entertainment for the Romans, you know, the citizens that were given bread and circuses. So they were being pacified. They were given, you know, pretty much food to eat. And then they were given entertainment. The same thing here in America. People have become pacified through food, you know, to get their WIC, food stamps, you know, for the most part. And then they watch what? They watch sports. Watch entertainment. And you don't have to just be on you know, public assistance to partake in bread and circuses. You could be working, and all you live for is food over the weekend, you know, going out, hanging out, drinking at the bar, you know, and watching sports. You got certain people out there, and there's nothing wrong with watching sports, but to the point where your whole life is centered around sports. I know people like that. their whole life is centered around their baseball, their football, their basketball team. So the Romans, they invented that bread and circuses. And that's meant to keep people, you know, not focused on the bigger picture. So that's happening here in America. While America's going into a police state, while people's civil and their human rights are pretty much being dissolved, people are cool with it. Because they feel powerless. They feel like they can't do anything. So why be concerned? Why be concerned about their neighbors or their family or their friends as long as if it don't happen to them? And that's the apathetic spirit that a lot of people pretty much have. People have become faithless. And for the most part, they have become cowards. This audio, the title of it is "Why Are Most People Cowards? Obedience and the Rise of Authoritarianism." So the narrator is going into how people feel powerless, so they become become powerless in their mindset. So what is the byproduct of that? They become cowards. They're not, and specifically those that believe in a higher power, for the most part, in America, they have taught people to become powerless and to not have faith. This is why the religions are set, you know. They give you all these different type of religions that bring confusion. There's no foundation. Even those that call themselves Christians, their foundation is built off a lie. Because they're believing in a white Jesus. They're believing in all these different paganistic customs that have been intertwined in the customs of Israel. So you got all of that confusion, and just for the most part, people have become selfish. They have forgotten the laws of Yahweh. Because the laws of Yahweh is, it goes into civil, moral, ceremonial laws, dietary laws, all these different things. But our people have forgotten, you know, and Esau was, you know, the main culprit behind Israelites forgetting their heritage. But it all go back to Israelites being disobedient. The Lord said he would cause us to lose our heritage. So it was, you know, in retrospect, it was actually our own actions that wound us up in the situation. Yet and still, Esau, he bears the responsibility too. You know, so going back to what I was saying about how people become apathetic and powerless in their mindset, this is what's gonna get a lot of people to take the chip. This is what's gonna cause a lot of people to not care or have that brotherly love, you know, for their kinsmen. And so this devil, he's very sneaky and sly. He know that if he can decay the morality of people, he know he can manipulate, you know, the masses of people to get them to go along with pretty much oppressing others. East Germans did it, you know, with the Stasis. The Romans did it, you know. You had Israelites that were spying on the Lord, spying on Yahweh Shai. Jews that feigned themselves as just men. So they were going back and telling the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sanhedrins what the Lord was doing, trying to accuse them for what? Tax evasion or tax dodging. That's why they asked the Lord about the coin with Caesar's inscription on it. And what did the Lord say? He said, "You see this face on this coin?" He said, "It belongs to Caesar. Render to Caesar what is Caesar." So the Lord said, "Look, pay your taxes." But the wicked Pharisees and the scribes, they flipped it and pretty much still accused the Lord of things that weren't true.
Bureaucracy and stifling regulations invaded ever more areas of life, and tax rates reached levels that in the past would have caused a revolution. However, in recent years, this tiptoe into tyranny has turned into a sprint, as some Western countries are flirting with full-blown totalitarian.
So he said that some countries are flirting into full-blown totalitarianism, and that's where America's at, is in a totalitarian society, a police state where cameras are all over the place. You know, you have people that are, you know, pretty much spies, and censorship is stifled, you know. The YouTube channels, Facebook, Instagram. It ain't just you posting stuff online. You got all kind of people that's watching you, watching what you post, and they're doing that to what? So when they go full blown police state, they're gonna know who is the one that's gonna go along with their tyranny, and the one that's gonna speak out against it. And the ones that's speaking out against it, those are the ones that they're gonna round up. You heard of that list, you know, the different lists. I forgot the colors. It's like a red list, which I think the red list is the one where during the time of martial law, those that's on their red list are just gonna be put to death by the military. I think it's red, green, and I can't remember. That years ago, we used to speak about that list, you know, the different lists, and then also the FEMA coffins and the FEMA trains. We were speaking about that years ago. And so this society pretty much is set up to just spy on people, because the New World Order, they want to bring in a one world system where you have no more civil or human rights. You know, you're pretty much a slave. And when I mean a slave, I'm talking about a slavery system like no other slavery system. You know, transatlantic slave trade was bad, but the scriptures tell us that Jacob's trouble would be worse than any other time in history. So the type of oppression that they got is beyond what the average person is even thinking about. This is why, you know, pretty much consenting to such a violation of civil and human rights is pretty much agreeing with your own demise. So people, they feel powerless. And the reason why, because these people are powerful. But the Lord told us what? He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not our might, but his might. Scripture says that we can do all things through Hamashiach, which strengthens us. So the Lord, he knows our situation. He knows that it's going to get so bad where he's going to have to intervene. He's going to have to give men spiritual power. Those chariots, those, you know, so-called UFOs, the angels are in those. And they're the ones that's watching over God's elect and remnant. He's also watching over the wicked. He's making sure, you know, the Messiah and the Heavenly Father, they're watching everything. So the angels, they're watching everything that's going on. And they're making sure that everything go as planned. The Heavenly Father's plans.
Rule. But the existence of power-hungry and psychologically disturbed politicians who desire total control is not what makes our situation particularly precarious for such individuals.
So he's saying that, psychopathic leaders, ain't nothing new. That's always been the case. You can go all the way back to Nero that burnt down parts of Rome and then blamed it on the Christians, blamed it on the believers of Hamashiach Yehoshua. So he can do what? So he can get, buildings erected. One of them was a temple to worship him. Nero, what did he do? They said that he was playing a fiddle while Rome was burning down. And they blamed it on the Christians. And that's what brought in the Christian persecution. That's what brought in, the gladiators, where the Israelites were fighting each other in those arenas, and the Romans that were given bread and circuses was eating, being gluttonous, as they were a gluttonous culture. So they were sitting up there drinking wine, eating grapes. We've seen those movies where they were in the stands and Christians were being put to death. They were being fed to hungry lions and tigers, having their bones broken and their flesh ripped off their bodies, while the Romans laughed and cheered. Nero, he orchestrated that. So these modern day Romans, they have the same wicked and perverse mindset. They do not care. They don't care that it's millions of people that put them in office starving and suffering. You got all these homeless people in California and Oregon. And these people, they don't care. They're allowing a lot of these illegal aliens in the country. And I'm not talking about the ones that are the Israelites, because you have some of our people that are, coming throughout the borders, illegally, but they're coming throughout the borders and they're hungry. Their lands are oppressed. But then you got the ones within, the Israelite bloodline, meaning that from Central and South America, but specifically Central and South America, they would be considered Latinos of the various Latin countries. You have some of our people that's of the elect and a remnant that are, for the most part, being brought here by the Heavenly Father through his ultimate plan. But then you got the 2/3, the wicked of those, specifically northern tribes that are coming up here that don't have good intentions, that have been brought here by Esau the devil to cause what? Chaos, destabilization. You have human traffickers. You have people that are actually bringing children here, undocumented children that are not with their parents, and they're being brought here to the Americas for what? Human and child trafficking, sacrifices. That's what's happening, worldwide, but specifically from Central to North America. And so this whole system is built off what? It's built off oppression, it's built off slavery, but it's also built off black markets, because you have organ harvesting going on too. Them issues in Brooklyn that had that tunnel and NYPD, they busted them issues, was pulling them out of those tunnels. And in the tunnels, they had soil-stained mattresses that looked like blood stains. It had baby chairs. And the media is covering it up. And they end up, from what they said on the news, they end up closing those tunnels. Why would they close the tunnels without investigating it? But then again, the structure you know, for the most part, more than likely was weak. Because they had tunnels underneath buildings. Either way it go, the whole situation is straight suspect and fishy and downright demonic. But because you have a totalitarian society, corruption reigns supreme. This is why the Lord said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So the people are in mourning now. Because righteousness is not established on the earth yet. When the Messiah returns, that's when righteousness will be established. But right now, the wicked, they're bearing rule. And the wicked, they're psychopaths. They're demonic. They're evil. They don't care about the people.
Wolves exist in all ages. Rather, our troubles lie with the fact that very few people possess the one virtue that can turn the tide back in the direction of freedom, that being the virtue of courage. And
so he's saying that the thing that could turn the tides of oppression is what? Courage. That could establish freedom. But we know that in this society, we're not going to be free till the Lord returns. That's when true freedom comes. That's when true righteousness will be established on the earth. But until then, there's nothing but oppression and persecution. And the people will mourn because the righteous are in authority yet. When the Lord returns, righteousness will be established forever. There'll be no more wicked kingdoms. When the Lord returns, all righteousness will be restored, you know. But for the most part, because people go along with everything that's happening, they have the mindset of just like they don't care. They're apathetic. They have no love for their fellow human being, let alone, you know, their fellow, you know, brother or sister. They're like, it ain't my problem. And even if it is their problem, they choose to just not speak out. So they become cowards. This is what he's saying. When you pretty much condone oppression and you don't speak out, you're complicit in your oppression. People, they choose to stay silent, thinking that they're not gonna ruffle any feathers, so people shouldn't say anything, you know, against them, or they shouldn't have no problem with society. But in reality, that's going down a slippery slope, because what they do to one person, they'll do to you. So if one person is being oppressed and they're being persecuted, eventually, whatever your mindset is or your beliefs, it's going to be infringed on.
As Alexander Solzhenitsyn warned in 1978, a decline in courage may be the most striking feature which an outside observer notices in the West in our days. Should one point out that from ancient times, declining courage has been considered the beginning of the end?
He said decline and courage have been considered the beginning of the end. Just think the courage that the Israelites had, the Maccabees. The Greeks were more powerful. And Esau having the blessing of the sword. But the Maccabees, they had courage. And they believed in Yahweh. and the Lord blessed them to get the Greeks out of the land and to reestablish or rededicate the temple. That's Hanukkah. We observe that from generation to generation as a people. Hanukkah, which is the rededication of the lights, the reestablishing of the temple. It was defiled because the Greeks were sacrificing swine's flesh on the altar and worshiping their false gods. So the temple had to be cleansed. So in modern times, our bodies are temples. And what cleanses us? The blood of Yahweh Shai. For those that believe. Because a part of belief is a part of what? Having faith. So believing in the Lord and the power of his might. Because we're, you know, as individuals, as people, we're powerless. Especially against this system, this oppressive and demonic system. This, you know, what they call technocratic society, which is, you know, basically technology. And, you know, basically a rule through technology. That's a very oppressive system. Because that type of oppressive system is built off surveillance and censorship. Just like in the days of old, but is more worse. Because this devil, his technology have been perfected.
In this video, we are going to explore how a hyperconformity and blind obedience has infected the West and, in the process, crowded out the cultivation of courage. We will discuss how a widespread cowardice is permitting the rise of authoritarianism, and how a rebirth of courage is the antidote to our precarious political predicament. The pathological conformity that infects the West is generations in the making and the result of a confluence of factors. It is driven by a value system in which social validation occupies a preeminent position.
Social validation. So in order for this devil to create the perfect police state, is basically using social influence. People want social acceptance. This is why you have the IG, Instagram, you know, all the different platforms that set up based on what? Likes. So now you're looking for validation from total strangers. People have become depressed. You know, specifically a lot of the women, because they don't get a lot of likes, they don't feel important. So this is why a lot of the women, they're doing what? They're altering their appearance. They're getting BBLs, which is the Brazilian butt lifts. Every woman that got a lot of views, you know, so far as like based off their looks, they all got what? They all got the same look, the same bubble butt, you know, the big breast, you know, big lips. So it's content that's really pushing a selfish society. They started that with MySpace, you know, YouTube, iPhone, all of these things is just self-centered in nature. So this devil, he's created a society where made people self-absorbed, and this is the mindset that a lot of people have. That's why people just generally don't care, because it's social engineering. They have created a system where people have become selfish. Even so-called people that are enlightened, people that call themselves spiritual, there's still a level of selfishness, because they truly don't care about people. They only care about what they look like to the general public. You know, it's like people do things for what? They call it clout. So it's not from the heart. And we have to truly care about our people. The Lord commanded us to what? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love the Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind. Those two greatest commandments, all the laws are hung up on those laws. So generally, loving the Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind, loving your neighbor as you love yourself, that's the glue. That's you could call it, for lack of better words, it would solidify us as a nation by keeping those, not only all the commandments, but specifically those two great commandments. Because those two great commandments gives a man or a woman courage. Courage, and even in this audio, the man is specifically saying that when a society goes down that road of oppression or persecution, the surveillance, and what? Censorship. So this is why a lot of people, they don't speak out. Even if they see their brothers and sisters suffering, they don't want to speak out. You know? They don't want to say, hey, that's not right. That's wrong. Why are you treating those people like that? Because the system is set up where if you do speak out, there's going to be repercussions. And that's happened throughout the generations, through history, thousands of years ago. This is what got the Israelites in oppression, because they were speaking on things that the establishment viewed subversive. Because the Israelites that were believers of Yahweh Shai were speaking about the kingdom. So here it is, the Romans, they're ruling, and then you have this group of people that believe in the Messiah, believe he's the Son of God, and he's going to establish righteousness on the earth. What you call the gatekeepers of that day, which were the Sanhedrins, the Pharisees, the scribes, all the different, ruling class of the society. They were the, pretty much the keepers of the law. They were the establishment. So you have Yahweh Shai, you have his disciples, and they're going around healing the people. They're going around feeding the people. They're giving people hope. They're taking them away so far as the mindset from that oppressive ruling class system, that you have the haves and the have-nots. So what do? They conspired against the Lord and try to say that he was, not coercing, but trying to get the people to go against taxes. That's what they were trying to, they were trying to trip him up, they was holding on to the Messiah's words. That's why the those Jews that fiend themselves as just men, they asked the Lord about that coin. And the Lord said, render unto Caesar's what Caesar's. Pay your taxes.
Furthered by the use of social media and the fact that success on these platforms is achieved by virtue signaling and conforming to the moral flavors of the day. It is also a product of an education system which deifies the democratic ideal and promotes the rights of the majority over the rights of the individual.
So yeah, he spoke about how people conform to this world, and the Lord told us not to be conformed to this world. Hold on. So this is in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. So through the word, it tells us to not be conformed with this world. So let's get the definition of conformed. So the word conform or conforming, it means to make like an external appearance, to reduce to a like shape or form with something else, as to conform anything to a model. So it basically means to don't assimilate to the society. Don't become like the heathens. Don't allow yourself to mold yourself in the ways of the world. You know? Don't allow yourself to, you know, like that old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans. No. The Israelites were separate. The Lord separated us. So the Israelites, they didn't worship, you know, those that were, you know, renewed. Because you had the Israelites that were living as the Romans, that were worshiping the Romans gods, all those different deities that the Romans have, you know, through the religion or the false gods of the Greeks. You go all the way back to Nimrod. So the Israelites that were being renewed in their minds, they were repenting. They had a repentive heart. So they put down those false gods and served the living God, the living power. But you had the other Israelites that were conformed to the ways of the Romans, that stayed in that mindset. So they were worshiping those false gods, dressing like the Romans, talking like the Romans. You know, they were speaking the language, you know. In modern times, you call those people coons. But they want to dress like Esau, talk like Esau, even have the mindset of Esau. And you don't have to dress, talk, or look like Esau. You could be a so-called thug, but your mindset is like Esau. That hatred of your brother. You got Jakes out there that got street cred, but their minds is like Esau, the devil. You have hatred in your heart for your brother, and you would be no more different than the Klan back in the 1880s. You'll fit in because of your hatred towards your brothers and your sisters. So the Lord told us to be not conformed to the ways of this world. So don't get caught up in the things that's happening in this world. You know, everybody's chasing the bag. By you chasing the bag and chasing popularity, you're conforming to the ways of this world. And that's why the majority of the mindset of the people is all about being selfish. Like the women, they're in the gym mainly because of health. I'm not going to say all of them, but the majority of the women that's posting videos wearing the tight yoga pants and got all the different pictures and the poses in front of the gym equipment, that's for them to get likes. That's not for their health, for the most part, even though they'll eat healthy, but they'll do that so they can have a body that men could admire. And that works the same way with guys. The guys, they do things for what? To get likes from women. So they can flaunt, you know, their wealth and their status, you know, their looks, all these different things, you know, where men are standing in front of their vehicles, you know, their luxury vehicles, and they're standing in front of a jet. They got all the money lined up, you know, they got stacks of cash rolled down their arm, or they got the cash near their ear. That's all for what? For attention. That's being conformed to this world. So while everybody is chasing the bag, we should be what? Chasing the truth. Chasing after Yahweh, why Yahweh Shai. Chasing after righteousness. Because all those things are temporary. None of that stuff is going to last. Money is corrupt. The Lord told us what? Store your riches in heaven. Or your treasures. So this is in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Lay not up your treasures. Lay up for yourselves. Salaki, let me read this again. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. So the Lord told us to not lay our treasures here in this earth, because moth and rust will corrupt it. If your thing is having all the fine clothing, you know, you got, and I'll say this, there's nothing wrong with having nice things. That's not the point. The point is where that's your love, you know what I'm saying? You love the things, meaning that you hold more value to your clothing and your substance than your own spiritual growth, your personal relationship with the higher power. You value things on this earth. So the Lord told us to not store our treasures on earth, because those clothing, hey, moth will get to it. You got clothes in a closet, some, especially like some linen or some silk, them moth will end up getting it, or rust. Every, you know, jewelry, you know, stuff that's, you know, made out of brass and stuff like that. You have some nice furniture, wrought iron furniture, and eventually it's going to rust. You can spend a lot of money on it. So the Lord said, and where thieves break through and steal, because you could have some nice and what? People steal it. You park your car in a real bad neighborhood, it could be a damn hoopty. A thief would take it. So the Lord told us to not lay our treasures on this earth. It says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. So we're to lay our treasures in heaven. All the works that we do, all the righteous acts that we do through Yahawashi HaMashiach, that's laying our treasures in heaven, because that's something that won't corrupt. There's something where thieves can't break and steal it. And them treasures from heaven, they're going to manifest during Jacob's trouble. They're going to manifest in ways, you know, like brothers always say, your spiritual bank account. When things get really bad and all the righteous works and the faith, living a life for Yahweh Bashem Yahushai, not being conformed to this world, those treasures, oh, you're going to have them. And in the kingdom of heaven too. That's really when you'll see the treasures. The Lord told us that, and I'm paraphrasing it, the things that's laid up for us, we can't even fathom. Let's see. Let me see if I can remember it. Yeah, that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which Yahweh have prepared for them that love him. Just think about that. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, so nobody knows. Eyes haven't seen it. You haven't heard it. Neither entered into the heart of men. So we can't even fathom in our minds the things which Yahweh have prepared for them that love him. So the things that the Heavenly Father have prepared for those that love him, we have no idea. All the blessings, all the things that's going to just manifest, things that'll be laid out in the kingdom. So, you know, I'm speaking about, you know, oppression and persecution, you know, this police state. But the thing about it is, the scriptures tell us that we're prisoners of hope. So while we're enduring whatever we're dealing with, there has to be hope. The mindset of the Christians, the believers of HaMashiach Yahawashi. Because when you hear the word Christian, we think of Christian or Christianity in modern times. The modern day Christians they're confused and they're lost. They don't know the truth. But the ancient Christians, they had faith and they believed, and even under the penalty of death, they kept their faith because they knew the things that gave them hope. So this is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. So whatever we going through, and you brothers and sisters out there, you have your testimonies, you know, the men have testimonies, and the women, they have their situation of what they're going through. It's a light affliction. Just think about that, a light affliction. It could be real bad in our mind, you know what I'm saying, our mindset. It could be a real bad situation, but the Heavenly Father and the Messiah, they looking at things from a bigger picture. Just like the scriptures tell us, one day to the Lord is 1,000 years. So just imagine one day on this earth. You know, it's what, 24 hours? So just imagine that in heavenly time. One day to the Lord is 1,000 years. So you have the heavenly time, one day, and then you have here, you know, us here on this earth, 1,000 years. So things that happen, say, in 2,000 years in the heavenly realm, that's a short time. So right now, you know, with the Messiah in heaven and all the things that happened to him on this earth and how he was mistreated, you know, being put on the cross, that was a shameful situation. The Romans, they used humiliation. So this devil, he uses humiliation when he's persecuting and when he's torturing, you know, human beings. They're using humiliation at the same time. So that's a tactic of the devil. So when the Lord was mocked, they spit on him, they ripped off his beard, they put a crown of thorns on his head, they took a reed and a cloak, a purple cloak, and put it on him, and then they bowed in mockery and tortured him. The Messiah is in the heavens. He's mad. He's angry. That's why the scripture says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." So here on this earth, whatever you're going through, it is a light affliction, because of the time it says, "For it is but a moment." A day to the Lord is 1,000 years. It's only for a moment. It says, "Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." So all the things that you're going through, which is a light affliction, is working toward exceeding an eternal weight of glory. You're going to have eternal glory. You'll never be put to shame. Scripture says that humility before honor. So yeah, Esau, he's bringing in this totalitarian society, but it's a light affliction, and it's only for a moment. And through that, you're going to gain eternal life, a crown. What's that? In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Let's see. Let me get that right quick. hold on. It's just okay. Be not afraid of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you a life as a victor's crown. Now, a life of victor's crown is talking about a crown of life, which is eternal rulership. A crown is rulership, but also immortality, ruling forever with the Lord Yahweh Shai. Crown of life, never dying. A crown, actual crowns on your head. So stay strong, be faithful to Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai. Shalom.